You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
This particular bottle of water has been here since pre-COVID. It's like one of these things that becomes part of the furniture.
I've only seen that brand of water bottles at like hotels. I've never seen anyone buy a Voss water.
They have my Publix.
A little get over yourself.
Is there anything that's more overpriced at a restaurant than a bottle of water? Yeah, and I know that like popcorn in a movie theater is up there.
Sure
but,
is.
But like I went to a place in Wynwood.
And you don't do tap.
No. Well, because you know, because like the water cups are too small. I have to like keep getting up. I just want to have something for
the whole sitting. Where are you going that you're going to go back and forth to get water? You don't have a waiter that's coming to just...
Like a fast cash. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Like at a Lime or something like that.
Give me the specific place in Wynwood.
It was Koyo Taco.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went to Koyo Taco.
Great spot, by the way. I love
it. It's great. Fantastic taco.
If they had one here, we'd order from it all the time.
I agree. So I go there, and they only give you the option to get a soda or a water cup. The water cup is too small.
It's like a thimble.
The water cup device, I understand why they have
it's
to
like
make
the
it.
Like the cafecito cup?
Yeah, basically. Yeah,
they have to make it look different than a regular cup than you'd get from the fountain soda machine, but it's too small. Mm. You have to keep going up. So I just bought a bottle of water, and it's like, this bottle of water cannot be $3. Like on a per unit basis, a bottle of water being $3 makes no sense.
Don't get a bottle of water then. Bring your own bottle. Fill it up.
You want me to bring... Are you allowed to? You can bring your own bottle of water into a restaurant?
Save the ocean. No more plastic bottles.
Hmm.
We should live in a post-plastic bottle society.
I agree. I would like to.
We're a long ways away from that. Do you know how many plastic bottles
are consumed?
With that
attitude, we are.
Well, I'm just saying. You know how many plastic bottles of water are consumed a day? Like, do we have a sheer number of them?
At least a million.
Well, I drink 7 of them a day, but... Mm.
We don't have like a tap.
Across the world.
Oh, we do have a tap.
Well, we have a tap as of 3 days ago.
Correct. Oh, yeah. But now, I mean, Tony, you don't need to do, you can bring a water bottle. We have a...
I can. Well, I was shamed into not bringing my gallon of water because during the pandemic, we would do our show from home and we would all be on Zoom from home. And Chris Cody water bottle shamed me because he said it was too look at me to have a gallon of water bottle.
It is look at me.
You remember that?
I don't actually remember it, but it sounds like something I would say because it is a little too look at me.
It's a gallon water bottle that I can take and I don't have to refill all day.
No. Okay, first off, there's exit ramps in between having 7 plastic bottles of water and a gallon jug. Second, the gallon jug gives off I'm working out.
Like, we get
I'm
it.
In shape.
We get it. You're water guy.
There's whey protein in there.
I am tracking the amount of H2O that I drink today, and I need to make sure that
I get... It has to be 128 ounces.
And I can't go back to the fridge to refill it, because that's just too difficult, so I will get it all in one sitting.
Correct.
Why didn't aluminum bottles catch on? Why do we have aluminum cans for everything, like for pop and for seltzer, but for water, plastic has been the norm? Because I went to San Francisco a few years ago for a Notre Dame-Stanford game, and at the airport in San Francisco, they only have aluminum bottles and cans because it's more eco-friendly, I guess.
Canned water, I think, became more of a thing during the pandemic. I wonder if there was like a plastic shortage. But canned water became a thing. I also encountered recently, I went to the University of Miami game against Virginia, and I got in through the media entrance, and I had canned Gatorade again. There was canned Gatorade down there. Fantastic.
That reminds me of the hospital. Canned Gatorade does.
Yeah, that's
for
fair.
Some reason. When I had knee surgery, they gave me canned Gatorade. I don't know.
But you're right, Jessica. I mean, canned water is a bit strange. Like, you approach a canned water bottle, you're like, what is this? Canned water? But when you get past it initially, and then, you know, you get over it.
Is there like a metallic aftertaste?
Have you guys had boxed water?
Ooh,
yes.
Good point.
Oh, no, there is an aftertaste on boxed water.
Hi, Billy.
I've never had boxed water before.
Lollapalooza was the first place I saw boxed water. They had no bottles there either.
Is it like like what you get a thing of coconut water from?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like a milk carton type thing.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not a fan of that material. Gross. Yeah.
But you're not okay with plastic, which is completely synthetic.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's clear though. I can see it. Right? Right, Billy? That's a big point. Like being able to see what you're drinking. I don't know if what they brought in there was water or not. I don't know. I gotta try.
If I can see through it, I know there's nothing bad in
it. Exactly.
I think that's how it works, right? Exactly. Have you guys noticed like Capri Suns that the bottom now, I don't know if you know this or not, and this may just be like an internet thing. The bottom of Capri Suns now, instead of being like that metallic like pouch thing, the bottom is clear. And the reason was, and I don't know, again, if this is true or not, but people on the internet would like cut open like the Capri Sun and pour it out. And you get like this little snake looking worm thing of God knows what it is. And I guess it was part of like the ingredients, like
it's
doing
like
something. And it'd make, it made this little thing that would just come out when you would cut it open. It was disgusting. So now they have the clear bottom so people wouldn't freak out. And you know what? Now I trust them more because it's clear so I can see through it.
Exactly.
So transparency. Plastic, yeah. Mm-hmm. Plastic, which is like proven to cause cancer.
Transparency. Like,
it's clear. All good.
Tony knows.
Yeah, right. I get it, Billy. You don't have to explain it to
me. Where do you guys put the straw in a Capri Sun? You don't do it where it like your the designated spot.
Right in the middle,
bottom, right?
Right. Yeah, you either go in the bottom or you just go right
in the bottom.
Sometimes I do it right in the middle, like in the belly of it. You guys are a bunch of sheep just doing it in the designated hole.
Yeah. I never gave it a second's thought.
You can put it anywhere on
that little hole.
Billy knows what's up.
Yeah, you hit the bottom, so gravity helps it out, right?
Well, no, you can just put it upside down. You go through the bottom, and then you just hold it that way. You know, you guys are a bunch of sheep over here doing it right in that little hole.
Why?
I like that. The way is in the belly, though. That's the way to do it.
But just why?
Put it on its side, like it's a, I don't know, whatever it would be on its side.
Yeah, we're not doing phrasing
like
anymore.
Like a carcass?
Like a juice box?
Yeah.
Like
a juice carcass.
Why, Chris?
Charcus. All right, you know what? You guys are just judging me because you guys put it in the hole like you're supposed to.
No, you know what? I'm not judging you. I'm merely saying that when I had a Capri Sun, I never thought, well, I wonder if there's somewhere else I can put this straw. You look at the thing, it tells you where to put the straw, and I didn't think about it again.
No, I can't judge you without knowing why you're doing it.
Because it's fun. It's fun.
Why don't you
do
it?
Yeah, we're doing missionary Capri Sun
out of the
drawing,
of it.
And Cody's just experimenting with everything.
Is Capri Sun still a thing?
Yes.
Pacific Cooler?
Yes,
are you kidding
me?
Okay.
You're a Pacific Cooler guy?
Yeah.
Of course I'm a Pacific Cooler guy.
That's the best one.
I'm a big Wild Cherry guy.
No,
love the Wild Cherry.
What's like the default one?
What's Pacific Cooler to me.
Pacific Cooler, absolutely. Yeah.
How much of your Capri Sun intake was done by Lunchables? Because mine was a lot.
100%.
Married
together.
Yeah,
it's a good food pairing. Yeah.
Whenever I saw Lunchable that had the Wild Cherry one, which was usually bologna and cheese with M&Ms, I was gravitating to that like a magnet.
The Lunchable pizza doesn't hold up.
Nah.
Really? Did you ever microwave it?
Bad bread.
Microwave it.
So you were supposed to microwave it, and it made the cheese melt, and it was supposed to be warm. Yes, but obviously,
when was it school?
No one ever did that, so it just tasted like flat, dry, cardboardy pizza crust.
Right.
Did you guys always evenly distribute everything, or would you like make two really good pieces and then just like throw that third one out? That's what I would do.
Really?
I wouldn't like, because if you really want all the pepperoni and all the cheese on two, you get a much better slice than if you really divvy them up among the three.
I like how you're calling it a slice.
Well, then that's wasted.
It's
circular, but
it's not a slice. But I do think that they did not give you enough cheese, and so I can understand the argument for saving the cheese for only two. I think you can probably only go max three pepperonis.
Only
on,
fajitas
on a Lunchable pizza.
Are you skimped cheese more often than with the Lunchables?
I agree. Oh. You're absolutely skimped cheese.
I will little thimble of cheese.
Yeah. And I will often ask for double. I'll ask for double cheese all
on
the time.
On the front end.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because like this isn't enough.
Right.
Welcome to Mystery Crate.
Yeah.
Put in the chat the flavors of Capri Suns ranked. Ooh. If you want to go over that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Computer. I'm sorry, Chris.
Spoon University.
You're using my computer. I'm using Witty's computer, and I'm feeling like a vulture right now because his text messages are popping up here. So I'm like getting
his texts.
Ooh,
I'm just jealous that I'm not in this Josh Chappelle, Mark Hockman, Chris Whittingham group chat. Jeez. Who's who?
Rita.
I mean,
Write something back. What should you say?
I just want to be in the group chat. I mean, geez, you think you're friends with the people.
What are they talking about?
Something.
They seem to have lunch a lot based on Hawk's Instagram.
Mm.
Hawk loves a lunch.
Loves a lunch.
Yeah.
Nothing better than a good lunch.
I never get that invite.
I mean, you're welcome to come.
Invite me.
You know what you should do? This is what you do. In the chat right now, right? hey, I was actually just talking to Chris Cody. He says he's free later.
Like, don't do that. This is too vulnerable. Then I'll get this.
No, I'm saying
responses.
You do that as him.
Oh, I thought you were saying Woody should do that because then I would get to see their responses.
No, you,
you
do
still
it.
Get to see the responses.
I don't know how to, text on a computer.
Oh, my
what?
God.
What?
Now you're a coward. You're just a coward.
Texting on the computer, by the way.
I've never sent a text.
Life hack attack. Yes, texting on a computer. It's the best.
I hate it.
Because we're the only guys in our 20s on this show.
Yeah.
Texting on the computer is so much better.
Billy, why do you hate it?
I was 20 like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
Tony got real defensive there on the 30 line.
Okay, and I still text on my computur.
Okay.
37.
Wait, did your birthday just pass?
July 25th. Thanks for saying
hi. Oh, that was a few months.
I mean, that's not 20 seconds ago.
I was firmly in your 30s.
That was a full season ago.
I took a baby step into my 30s.
You literally were complaining about your hamstrings being tight all day.
Well, because we got mashed. Mm. Of course, my hamstrings are going to be tight.
Billy, did you get mashed?
On my 30th?
No,
yesterday.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Yes.
Yes.
No, you weren't. Tends to happen, just say no because you left early. You didn't get mashed.
No, what was yesterday?
Genesis came yesterday and mashed us.
Oh, that. I thought we were talking about. I thought this was alcohol involved.
Look, that's why I laughed the first time.
Can I be honest with you? I'm going to give you like exactly what happened that distracted me. So my email popped up on my phone, which is like the opposite of the text popping up on the computer, right? Mm. Uh-huh. So the email popped up on my phone.
Right.
And this is like really behind the scenes, and maybe we'll take this out. But we're considering submitting the show for like this sports radio podcast award, right?
Mm.
So like I got information
on
that.
This show being Mystery Crate, this show being the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz?
I think we can submit multiple things. Ooh. So it'd be funny if we did do Mystery Crate and we won and the show didn't. Anyway, long story short, so I sent like this group email and it just got a response coming back saying, should we submit Greg's toenail for the main show to win?
Oh my God.
And I just like put my head in my hand and I'm like, no, like, no, that's an absolute waste of whoever's time it is
take
putting
this
that up.
Wait,
and
was that an actual suggestion? Because I almost texted that back as a joke and then I was like, everyone's going to be mad that I'm wasting everyone's time with this obvious joke suggestion.
Yeah, like me, I'm mad right now.
Angry. I'm still not okay. I'm not. After the toe thing, I haven't felt the same.
Yeah, yeah. You were up close and personal with the toe. Like,
you were in the splash zone.
I got splashed. I got splashed and just rewatching splash. It. Oh, you could. Bro, you could.
That is true.
Come on.
That was my big lazy. Mike Tomlin.
That was pretty
very bad.
It was good. Yeah,
wait, we should all try and do one before. Splash.
Ooh, splash.
Dangerous game.
Splash.
Splash.
Splash?
Splash.
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 Splash. Oh, that was low.
Splash.
That one was the best.
Ooh, that was really good. That sounded just like it.
Yeah.
So with that being the case, like, I don't know. I just didn't, like, I rewatched it and I guess I saw angles that I didn't see before because when I was holding the phone, I have like one of those like selfie stick extenders. So I wasn't really looking at it. I was just kind of putting the phone over it and then I saw it in its eyes and it was terrifying.
I've been trying to avoid watching anything like video
or
picture-wise.
Same.
But some motherfucker decided to post a tweet
always
a photo in my timeline.
Yes.
Like, asshole.
Yes.
Wait, was it
evil
me?
Person.
I definitely
no, it wasn't you. No, it was another.
You got
person.
Kevin Weird?
Yes, I got Kevin Weird.
Wow, it was bad.
Wow.
Like Chris, do you? Obviously, you it's your dad.
Yeah,
you know, like
it's why I didn't come on Tuesday.
Well, yes, of course. But do you feel some type of way about that?
I feel uncomfortable with how. With the lack of shame that my dad has in it. My dad
did you inherit those toes?
No. I was just wondering.
I'll show you my toes.
The point thing is... No.
Show us your toes. Show us your toes.
I will show you my toes.
Jessica.
I don't have that. I
feel like you have good looking toes.
Don't do that.
I do have... No, just because, you know, genetically, we all either have our mom or dad's feet and hands. Like,
right.
No, it's not... Like, you're laughing. Like, it
no,
is
no,
true.
I'm just picturing
I have my
your
dad's...
mom's hands on your wrist.
Right.
And
I actually...
feet on your ankles.
Like, if you look at my thumb and my dad... Like, I have my dad's hands.
Chris is a women's six.
So, the point I'm making is that I think if I never, like, take care of my feet, I will have that someday
right,
because
right.
I do have my dad's feet. But right now, obviously... It is not
that
at all.
I'm gonna throw up.
So is it like years of showering in the pool? Is it years of...
I think it's the boat shoes, right?
The chlorine.
Good looking
sweaty
toes.
Socks.
Yeah, it's
what
my
I don't understand is how
like
after
before.
His toes are clipped, he doesn't have to go down a shoe size.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me because no one
Anyone
is supposed
else
to have
look
that
at my
much.
Feet or just
I do.
Tony?
Show me your toes.
Take a look. Take a look. Good look at toes.
Come over here. All right.
It's
I'm
just
gonna
no. Do not come over here.
It's just a gross.
Nail. Yeah. Do not come over
Billy,
here.
You want to see
his toes? His toes are totally fine.
Hold on. I'm gonna
totally fine.
Billy, come here.
No. We're
here. Billy, come here.
No.
Chris, come here. I'm gonna show Billy. Chris.
No.
They're normal toes.
Really, Billy?
Good. I had to pick up this morning a dead rat I found outside.
That's
that no! Was like,
what? Well, yeah, it was like, I don't know what creature got to it overnight, but it was, and
de-bowled.
If you have a sensitive tummy, just, you know, tune away for a moment. Yeah, like I do. Well, it was, I'm telling you, my reaction to Chris's feet was just as bad, if not worse, than the rat. The rat was just, and again, sorry in advance, the rat was just head, front legs,
no.
Back legs, and the fur from the back. Like its entire middle portion was missing, and it was face down. So it was fine. It was like laying on its missing portion. But like, I don't know where all of that stuff went. It was disgusting. I had to get a glove and two Target bags, and then I used like a stick it was too much for me. And I'd still rather do that again than Chris's feet.
You don't own a shovel?
I don't think I do. So you could put that on the Christmas list or birthday list. We do Secret Santa, Roy.
I got
shovel.
You. I got you.
Thanks.
To me, that is a point against homeownership because if you live somewhere and you're renting and there's a critter or a creature that dies, that's like an instant call someone else to take care of it situation. Mm. But if you own the house, you just got to do the dirty work.
You can
yourself.
Still call critter control.
Like probably have to pay for it though, right?
But it was so it was tiny, and it was just there, and it was like I'm just gonna have to handle this. And the crazy thing is like never seen it alive. This is the first time I met Mickey, and I had to just get rid of it. Now it's last day, yeah,
right.
Unfortunate.
So he was eaten by something.
Yeah,
and we don't know what it was.
Let's just assume it was a cat.
Maybe a cat.
I think cat. The cat is the leading suspect.
Maybe a squirrel.
See, cats are good.
I don't think squirrels eat rats.
I mean, you never know.
That's true. But I'd give to just be out last night to see what was going on. Oh yeah, Chris, you can ask Ron McGill what it is. Well, no, he's somewhere else. He's like in another part of the world.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah. You guys really don't like plastic, huh? Tony's with me.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Billy. Like, if I can see through it, I'm generally more trustworthy of it. So, like, just to let you guys behind the curtain, right now, curtain. Witty just got food for all of us.
Yep.
Yeah. Aww,
yeah,
thanks,
he got us lunch, right?
Well, and I paid for
what
it.
What a nice guy.
Well, yeah, but he
fingers
got
fingers and mash?
There is.
No, we got mash yesterday.
No, we got mash yesterday. Hey.
Fingers and mash, that sounds good.
The carton that it comes in is blocked out, like it's a white colored carton.
Opaque.
Yeah, no.
If it was clear.
Styrofoam?
No,
it's cardboard.
Oh,
maybe a recycled
those.
Plastic
yeah,
of some sort.
Yeah.
But if it was clear, he wouldn't have to be looking through every single one of them. He'd just
know.
Oh, this is that.
And now he's touching people's food with his icky hands. Mm,
and he just touched Chris Cody's
cheese.
Feet. I think he touched Chris Cody's feet.
Do you guys drink like the alcohol that has the worm at the bottom of it?
Tequila?
Never.
Absinthe?
Tequila?
Never.
Absinthe. Yeah.
Has it like appealed to me? I'm like, no, thank you.
Nobody's eaten the worm in the bottle, right?
Mm.
No, isn't it supposed to make you hallucinate or something?
Yes.
Absinthe, yeah, but not tequila.
Mezcal.
That's just
or mezcal or whatever.
Mezcal,
tequila,
yeah. It's tequila, yeah.
Potato, potato.
Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potato.
It is a potato, potato. Yeah.
It is.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication isn't covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
What's for lunch?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked, Billy. We are having tacos today.
Wow, Taco Friday.
Taco Thursday. Whatever you're hearing this. Yeah.
Taco Friday.
I would like mine right now, so I'm like,
taco, whatever day you're hearing it is.
Yes, exactly.
Would you guys accept food? Let's say a listener of the show wanted to send you guys some hot sauce.
Okay.
Homemade hot sauce.
Is this a hypothetical?
No, this is happening to me, and I'm not sure if I want to eat it or not. Would you guys eat it?
Homemade hot sauce. So tell us what it looks like. Is it in a bottle? Is it labeled?
It's in like a jar.
What are the Scoville units?
And I'm not the only person that this person is sending him to.
What kind of question is that?
That's a great question.
It's an important question in this company.
What is this, hot ones?
Exactly.
Oh, fair show.
There's a pepper situation. I need to make sure Chris Cody's okay. Scoville units.
I'm just, you know, he's sending it to me and a handful of other. He's a Lauer After Hours person. Okay. So this makes him more, you know, I feel
from
like.
Who is it?
Yeah, which one?
Should I say it?
Name him.
Is it Barrett?
I think this guy would love me saying his name so much that I kind of don't want
don't
to.
Say it
just
then.
To mess with him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Whisper it to all of us. Wait, ready? Oh.
That guy?
Yeah.
I didn't hear
son of a gun.
So basically, like, I've said to him, I would like to, yes, you can send me this. It's very nice of you. He has, like, a garden and, like, his own peppers. Like, this is homemade hot sauce.
Oh, okay.
So, first off, I don't even know the shelf life on it. Like, that's the first thing I need to
look
up.
Oh, it lasts for a long time.
Okay.
Does it travel well?
You have to ferment it, I think.
He said that it's very sealed. Like, you know, he's like, he apologized on the front end for how much he sealed it.
Hmm.
So,
that's
suspicious.
What does that even mean?
I mean,
so I think to make hot sauce, you have to put the peppers in like vinegar, and then there's a chemical reaction, and then so it has to be completely sealed, and then you bottle it, and then you can have it, and it lasts for a few months.
So hold on, is this salsa or is this like hot sauce, like hot sauce?
I think it's just hot sauce, but here I can show you guys the picture of it. This is what it looks like. I know this is not good for a podcast, but that's like what it looks like.
It almost looks like a salsa.
So it's just, yeah, it looks like an orange. It's orangish. Basically, like, just give me, I need a yes or no from the group.
Look, I would personally have someone else try it first, wait a few days, and then try
it.
Bring
it
but
to the
now
studio.
That I've said that out loud, I don't think you can do that.
Maybe I should, on Mystery Crate, try it, like, whether it's next week if it arrives or the following week. Maybe we'll do the taste test on air.
Hot sauce taste test?
Because I think I'm going to do it. This guy seems trustworthy. I've had a nice DM relationship with him.
Billy, you got to be in here, Billy.
Yeah. No.
You got to get the Scoville units, though. That's Tony's true. Right. Because this has been a big thing early on in the company.
It's a hot topic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Topic.
Hmm? Ooh, hot topic. Did you guys ever shop there?
I don't think I ever shopped at Hot Topic.
I did. I during the Napoleon Dynamite craze, I went and found a Vote for Pedro shirt at Hot Topic.
Wait, are we talking about Spencer's? Is this the same type
of
store?
It's similar.
It's similar.
Hot Topic had more graphic tees. Spencer's had more sex toys.
Yes.
Hmm.
I do remember walking through Spencer's as a youngin' and being like, these are naughty.
I'm not allowed
these
in there.
These are naughty toys.
Right, yeah.
What even is that?
Like, I'll buy a whoopee cushion. That's about as far as I'm going.
The further back in the store you go, the more you go,
I mean, in the posters. Don't even get me started on the posters.
Right, yeah.
Who do you think in here is the most likely to have bought the leather bracelet with like the little pinchy things, whatever it would be called?
Oh, I definitely went about? Ham.
The little pinchitos.
The stud things?
The what?
Yeah.
Oh, with the
like the goth?
The goth with like the silver, the silver pointy
studs?
Things on them?
Yes.
Yeah, the Woody definitely did that. Yeah.
No, that was not for me.
Did any of us have a grunge phase?
Nah. I loved Fall Out Boy, but I wouldn't consider that a grunge phase. That's about as grungy as you get in the suburbs. Yeah.
Fall Out Boy was one of the worst concerts I ever went to.
I
left early.
Why were they bad?
I saw a concert that was Fall Out Boy, Plain White Tees.
Oh my god.
And who was the one
fun.
No, was who was the one that sang the girlfriend song?
Hey There, Delilah.
Gym Class Heroes was there too.
Mm.
Yeah. Fall Out Boy was like the headliner, and it was just too much.
Where was this, Billy?
It was actually in Orlando. We were going up for something else. And we, Yeah. I mean, that song was a...
That's a Led Zeppelin cover. Like Led
that
Zeppelin.
Song was a... It was a banger, but the problem was, if I'm going to be honest...
Yeah, that's all they got.
Pete Wentz was too chatty in the Fall Out Boy thing. Like every really? Single
Come on.
Song
Pete Wentz
was
a
like...
Throb.
No, was every he? Single yes. song is like Pete Wentz told me everything on his mind and what
but
I should do and everything
Pete
that
Wentz.
Was wrong with society and what I should eat for lunch. And it's
I'm
like,
with Billy.
Pete Wentz, shut the fuck up and just sing
oh
your song.
Gosh.
I'm get out of here already.
Yeah, like, he's so
gonna get canceled
awesome.
For
you don't
that.
Want to hold. Yeah. You don't want a Pete chatty Kathy frontman.
See, but here's
it's
the
too
thing.
Too much.
That, the thing, though, is that, like, musicians and artists will be like, and people who get musicians and artists will be like, no, man, this is an expression of their art. They're like they're here, you know, presenting. You know, they're bearing their souls to you through their music. And like, unfortunately, I also am the ugly customer. I'm like, shut the hell up and get on with the music. Like, can you play the song? Can you play the song that I liked on Y100 in 2006, please? And get
once
on with
or
it.
Twice
Go
is
to
okay.
The radio,
but
then.
Y100, it was like wow. 8 or 9 interruptions for these things, and I'm like, enough already. I yeah. just want to go to the freaking water park tomorrow and then Universal in 2 days. Like, I've had enough of this. Thank you very much, UCF, for your hospitality, but I'm done with this concert. Get me out of here.
Wet and Wild?
I'm so hurt right
now. R.I.P. Wet and Wild, by the way.
Oh, really? No.
It doesn't exist anymore. Yeah.
Sad.
Unfortunate news, guys. Wet and Wild has been... Sad.
That's not a temporary thing?
No, it is
permanent.
A forever thing.
Wet
yeah.
and Wild's now.
It is a parking
Ryan
lot.
Yeah,
it's Wet and Wild was, I think, disbanded like maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Dry and boring now.
Yeah.
Oh, mine was better.
What did you say? I missed it.
I said
it.
Dry and dead.
There you go.
I mean, it is.
I can't believe
you
think... didn't like the Fall Out Boy concert. I'm so hurt.
Did you ever see them live?
I think I might have once. They were from like the Chicago area. So growing up, they were a huge hit. And every girl that I went to middle school with was either obsessed with Pete Wentz or was like, ew, you like Fall Out Boy? We're into girlier stuff.
Like
so
one,
like
Avril Lavigne?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, because she was kind of like angsty
yeah,
too, you
exactly,
know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Like it was like you either like the really like poppy stuff or you like the more rock like...
Like Green Day.
Yeah, exactly. Like guys who wore eyeliner.
Good Charlotte.
Good
Charlotte.
I have a question going back to Hot Topic for a second. Witty, did you have any phases? Like, did you have a phase of any kind that you bought into that you're like, you know what? Let me try that look.
No, not really. I mean, I experimented with varying hairstyles, but like nothing.
Like what? Hold on. Like what?
That's shocking.
Yeah. Like what?
Long hair.
I get your attention.
Yeah, I tried to like go for like spiky hair once. That was a thing when we were in middle school.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I was not a phase. I was not like, oh, I'm having a goth phase right now or a rocker phase or whatever. Like there's
no
not, I was
phase
Puka shell. Yeah.
I, you know what?
You definitely
I did Puka shells, but like it's because I went to Hawaii. I went to Hawaii on vacation. So we came back with actually like proper
shark tooth
shells.
At any point, like at 8 years
baby.
Old, you had a shark tooth.
Nope.
What did you wear to school in middle school? Do you wear a polo?
We had a uniform.
You loved that.
So did I.
I don't know, because like I probably would have just worn like Dolphins jerseys to school every day. That probably would have been my thing.
Did which anyone one? Here Which not jersey? Have a uniform?
I had a middle school uniform.
No uniform. No.
Yeah.
Really? I had a uniform. If we had a Metalark uniform, what do you think it should be?
Ooh.
Well, it'd have to be something with a DraftKings logo on it.
Yeah.
More than likely.
Yeah.
Or at least like on the like a shoulder
yeah,
logo.
That's definitely
looks like I'm wearing a hoodie right now that has a draft.
I feel like Dan would
like
probably
that.
Have to have a say in it because it'd have to be something Dan would want to wear or Stugatz. Mm. So it's
really just shorts and a t-shirt.
I was going to say shorts.
It'd have to be a hat.
Leba would design
shorts.
It.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Maybe like a nice t-shirt. Not like a crummy, you know, t-shirt, but like a nice tee.
Yeah.
Black.
Comfortable one.
DraftKings logo on it.
Yeah.
How do you separate Sneakers. A crummy t-shirt from a good... Like, if I'm saying I want a higher quality t-shirt, what do I look for?
Softer. Mm. I think softer tees are more quality.
Yeah,
I think
texture,
hard starch tees are, like, kind of shitty.
I think it's, like, the Supreme Court definition for porn. You know it when you see it.
Yeah. Because I struggle to, like, I will go looking for t-shirts that are quality, and sometimes I fail. Like, or even, like, for example, the Nike Dry Fit brand. Right,
I'm wearing one right now.
There are some dry fits that are shite.
Take a quick
like that are like are not at all
nice feel.
What you think you're getting,
Billy? Want to feel it?
Counterfeit dry fit.
Oh wow,
yeah,
that is good.
Thank you.
I like that.
I imagine you googling literal quality shirts. Like you type that in.
I do. Like I Google like how do I find higher quality t-shirts.
That's a lot of words on Google.
You look into thread count, don't you?
So apparently there's like it's the amount of weight actually. So, so like the heavier amount, like the heavier t-shirts are the ones that are quality.
Right? I don't want to do
like
math problems. I want to wear a t-shirt.
I Google like heavy t-shirts.
Exactly. Algebra. Yeah.
I've done a lot of research into this.
Into t-shirts.
Yeah.
What's you can just buy it and see.
What's something you're not an expert on?
What's something you've done? What's a big decision that you've made that you haven't done research for?
Yeah.
Ooh, good question.
So actually, this is one of the unnerving things about potentially buying an apartment or home is that you can't do research.
Yep.
Because in theory, I would like to check the water pressure of the shower.
Right.
I would like to
talk to the neighbor.
That's something test run. But that's, a house test run. That's
what
you want.
Yeah, but that's something you can fix. Like, that's not something you
don't
buy.
Not
necessarily.
Do you want to, though? Like, are you going to call a
that's
guy?
That's a deal breaker. If it's your perfect house, but you're like this, isn't the pressure a lot of times based off of like the shower head and stuff? It's not all just about like the insides of the house.
Yeah.
Like that, you could just replace a shower head. My point is I don't think that's a reason not to buy a house.
I want to know these things. I want to know. Yeah. So like, for example,
if
that was the only thing. That would be
if that's your only thing. You have a great house.
But what I'm saying is like, but what if there's like 12 things that are in that realm
and they add up.
That I don't? They add up.
Yep.
That's what you have an inspection for. And then
during the pandemic, people have been buying houses without inspections because they're
sight unseen,
flying off the
shelves.
I have a great inspection guy, by the way.
Really?
He ruined like three for me because he was just so thorough about looking at like he told
what
us everything.
What did he find? What
just
ruined
you know
it?
Like you know just. Parts of the house with bad electric and just stuff, different things at every house, but just like a very, like, he's one of these, like,
he's a TCB.
Realtors hate that we had this inspector person because he was like, he's so thorough that realtors are like, oh, this person is going to tell you all that. It's like, this is the kind you want, though. Like, inspector.
How come you can't do that with apartments? Like, how come I can't be like, hey, I want to inspect this apartment before I sign a lease?
Hmm.
I mean, I'm sure you can.
I don't think you can.
Is there laws against having
an inspector? They would only show you your apartment. They wouldn't show you the building. You know?
I think what you need to do is you need to go with an inspector and pretend that they're a member of your family.
Oh.
And just be like, oh, yeah, this is my dad. And then the dad is like,
I
like
that.
Dad pulls out a clipboard and starts like really doing like a
Dad's
thorough.
Like, this socket is dead.
Yeah, he's got like a tool like putting something in
down.
The socket. Like,
so anyway, I do think that home purchases are not nearly research enough. It unnerves me. It unnerves me when I have to go in, look at a place for 8 minutes and decide whether or not I want to invest several $100,000. Into this place that I'm potentially buying.
Good point.
But for the most part, I do not make decisions without thorough research.
Right.
What's the most over-researched thing that you've done that you're like, this is too much research for what I'm buying?
Well, not what I'm buying, but I have at varying points done an alarming amount of research for fantasy sports. Where like, I'm doing things that are not even done by fantasy websites. Like I'm coming up with my own metrics and things that I'm interested in. Yes. Yes. There are several spreadsheets that I do for my own personal research.
And what's your record?
I've got a decent record.
We're tied.
I'm 3-1 in both of them.
It would have just been funny if you're like 1-3.
Yeah, it would have been.
Billy, me and you were 1-3. We're playing each other this week.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The toilet bowl.
I have two confessions. One, and I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. This is a league I don't care about. Like I kind of go in and I'm like, oh, this is like my last league, and I'm like, I'll do it so that I don't get crap for not joining.
Tony,
but whatever, I'm not
Tony
like making
cared
moves.
Until your
like,
team sucks. Okay.
Well, no,
yeah,
I
you
got,
guys are just saying
team
that because your teams aren't very good.
I decided week one. I decided that.
Yeah.
I was like, Juju at some point will make me a trade offer that I'll accept.
Juju hoodwinked me. He hoodwinked me.
You actually. Yeah. Gave into Juju.
Yeah, well, the thing is, we were talking on the phone, and then he kind of sweet talked me. And
ooh,
then
what was
like,
the trade?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. It's really
Juju,
bad.
What'd you do?
It's really
Wait,
bad.
You got you accepted it, and you already regret it?
Oh, I regret it the moment I sent it.
Oh, wait, you sent it?
No. He sent it. Oh, okay. The moment he sent it and I accepted, I instantly regretted it because I have these two guys in other leagues, and they're doing fantastic, or one at least is doing fantastic for me, but I don't want to talk about the trade. Anyways,
I feel like the audience loses here if we don't tell them the trade.
Yeah, what was the trade?
Okay, the trade was.
We can find it on our
The trade was DJ Moore and T. Higgins for Julio Jones and Tyson Williams.
Boom, roasted.
You motherfucker. Sold me a bill of goods on Tyson Williams that was shit. And Julio Jones hasn't played since he traded him
I
to
love,
me.
Wait, was this week that this happened?
No, this is like week 2.
Okay, I was going to I love oh, the idea man. That you literally just accepting the trade and already like
no,
feeling gypped.
He hoodwinked me.
So, Witty, similar to you, I did, I used to do like a ton of research before like fantasy drafts. And then I realized it's all irrelevant because of the fact that I play with idiots who make these ridiculous picks. And 2 picks in, all of my hard work is gone because someone has taken someone way out of where they were supposed to go. And then you panic and you start reaching for things. You're like, I got to do this right now. And you always lose it.
Well, they're not idiots if they're taking people that you wanted before you.
No, they where they're not supposed to go.
Look, it's meant to be in an order.
Yeah.
ADP, guys. ADP.
You picked the tight end.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question in this realm? How does someone who barely or like is not an expert, right? We're not talking about professional scouts or general managers. We're talking about just people. Why wouldn't you just follow the experts who do this for a living? Like, I don't understand why you'd go into a draft and be like, you know what? Matthew Barry has spent his entire last 9 months researching his rankings.
But he's an idiot. Isn't that what you just said you do? Yeah.
Well, like I'm putting an extra bit of research into it, right?
Why don't you just trust Matthew Berry?
No, Matthew Berry doesn't know what he's doing.
Exactly.
But like, I don't
you
understand.
You did just kind of undercut that, your point.
You did undercut my point.
No. I'm saying you kind of undercut the point you started this whole conversation with.
Yeah, this is your fault, man.
But
I just don't get like because I assume these are done on a whim.
No, Witty's point is that no one knows as much as the experts except for Witty because Witty does more work than the experts do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Nailed it.
I just got a, as we're talking, I just got a trade proposal from Juju, and I'm wondering if everyone's getting them right now, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No.
He would
say
like
what you
me
started,
to send
Anthony.
DK Metcalf and Jonathan Taylor, the running back for the Colts.
Tambourine.
To him for Derek Carr and T. Higgins.
Tampering. What should I do?
Wait a second. There was a clause in the trade, by the way, and I don't know if this is tampering as well. There was a clause in the trade. Yeah, there was. Juju said, at any point in the season, I'll trade you somebody back.
You're such an
for
idiot.
This trade.
You believed him?
He made that clause, and I mean, I take him as a man of his word.
Yeah, but wow. when you're trying to make a trade with somebody, you just say things.
But that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
You the say deal thing, had the clause
is
in it.
Is this in writing?
Wouldn't you like to know, Eddie?
Well, he would. So that's no. why he asked.
Yeah, yeah, that's why he asked the question.
Old Whittingham laws vary.
Wouldn't you like to know, huh? Unless you can defend me on this matter, then yes, there was. I wrote it down.
I like that we have a detective and an attorney on our staff.
Right.
Should we tell the all laws vary or laws vary story?
Have we never told that story before?
I don't think we
I
have.
I don't know.
I think
well,
we have.
I'll tell the story.
Yeah.
So back in May, we had a big Meadowlark meeting. It was our first big company meeting. I think everyone came down to Miami. We were all around a big table. John Skipper was there.
It was freezing
Kate
that
Fagan,
day.
Kate Fagan, Tom Haberstroh.
Oh my God,
Haberstroh,
that room was so cold.
Me.
It was ice cold.
We didn't
hell.
Really know each other either.
I didn't know any of you guys. I was very, you know, I was like, who are these people? Just kidding. I knew you from,
still are,
from the
yeah.
show. But anyways, so we were all sitting around this table talking about kind of spitballing ideas for the big DraftKings debut on June 1st. Should we do a show? Should we do a 24-hour live stream? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So at one point, Whittingham, what was the proposal that we were throwing around?
It's something to do where like we had to ask if we might need the approval of the government.
I think it has something
local government.
It has something to do with like recording people.
Yes.
Or
oh.
It might have been like one of the confetti cannons that we put on the roof.
There were real cannons
you know,
at one point.
You know what?
Yeah.
It was. We were debating on whether we needed to ask permission to do.
Well,
blank.
and also like the use of a drone, I think as well was floated.
Yeah.
Like, do you think we can use a drone?
We had a lot of big ideas.
Right. There were a lot of things. Where it's
executed
like
executed most of them, like the marching band.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we were all kind of discussing the legality of like certain different big picture ideas, and Chris Whittingham from across the room just perks up and goes, "Laws vary."
No, okay. No, so I believe what happened was, if I remember correctly, it was something to do with getting strangers on camera, right?
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, as long as they say...
Like recording people without consent.
Right, exactly. As long as they say, hey, I give my consent, that's good. I'm like, I don't know. Like, shouldn't we look that up? And I go, laws vary.
Well, because someone said we did this some way
somewhere
this other place.
Yeah.
And I was like, laws vary. You want to be careful.
Yeah. It was a very great contribution.
It was the from first. It was the first group laugh that Metal Arc had, where we all were just like, "Oh, that was funny."
A lot of elbows, elbowing people. Look at this guy. Because I that there are different rules, for example, about doing like prank calls.
We get it. You're going to go through why laws vary.
No, we get
the premise of laws vary.
Laws do vary. Like, for example, the television show Cranky Anchors could only be done out of Nevada. They wanted to do in California, but they had to set up production in Nevada because in Nevada there are different rules about recording people over the phone. Yeah. Mm. So that was kind of in my head when I was thinking of this.
Even for puppets.
Mm. Puppets are not immune to laws.
In some places, laws vary.
Laws vary, of course.
How did you guys come away from that meeting feeling? Were you like, wow, this is going to be a great
endeavor? I felt cold, apparently.
I felt useless.
Hmm.
Why is that?
I'm just kidding. Just because I don't remember saying much in that meeting.
I felt like I had to thaw out for the next 4 days.
Yeah.
Billy just randomly took a phone call in the middle of this. Yeah. This is happening.
Irish goodbye.
Hey.
Hey, Billy.
Why did you take a phone call in the middle of mystery?
Stu Gatz called me.
What food do you guys think
that
you've had the most of in your life?
Most of in my life?
If I said to you what?
Pizza. Hands down. I've had so much pizzas.
Really? You think you've had more pizza than you've had like rice?
Anything. I'm telling you, I've had more pizza than I've had anything in my entire life.
Chicken. Wings, chicken breasts.
Anything.
Thighs.
I'm telling you, anything.
Cereal.
More. I've had more
pizza. How are we measuring this?
I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking out loud. How would you like to measure?
Well, because you said rice. So like if you're talking about grains of rice, obviously that doesn't count. So are you talking about total meals that include rice aside?
However you measure most, right?
Like
the meal you've eaten the most often, the side dish you've eaten the most often.
I'm thinking more like how many times?
As a unit of one, right?
Like does a pound of rice weigh more than a pound of pizza?
Stop it with pounds.
Yeah,
it's just a unit, right?
How many times have you eaten pizza? How many times have you had rice? Like what thing do you think you just had the most in your life?
Hamburgers.
I probably had cheeseburgers and fries more times than I've had pizza.
Well, there you go.
Oh, he's already changing his answer.
It's
a lot.
You were so definitive about saying pizza.
Yeah, but then I thought about a nice burger and fries, you know?
Bread.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like a nice bread. Burger? Little bit of
How
bread.
Often do you have like... I
mozzarella
like
sticks.
Burger's not a meal I just like pick up on the way home.
I feel like it's a meal that like... I feel like it's stuff that we're not thinking about. I feel like it's more like these side like.
That's
side
what I mean.
Dishes.
Like fruit or like a... Yeah. Like a banana or something.
Right.
Corn.
We know Tony's not
a little
even
bit of corn.
Yeah, water would probably be the right answer. But
some beans.
That's
not food, though.
I know. I know. You're right. But he said
milk?
Ice.
Milk.
Yeah, I hate milk.
I was thinking
you
like
hate milk?
Some
you hate
sort of
milk.
Some form Gross. Of potato, like
Love
maybe French fries.
Milk.
French fries is good.
Yeah, like potato. Papa rellenos.
I've had a lot of chips in my life.
But potato, just we can't just say, but we're talking specifically.
It's gotta be a
mashed potatoes, French fries,
potato skins.
It's fries.
Baked
French fries is for sure.
No, twice baked.
Ooh,
the last 5 years
twice
of my
baked.
Life, I'd
Sweet
say
potato.
It's rice.
Really?
Yeah, I have rice a lot.
Really?
Why?
Just like with meals, like at night, like
a lot of carbs.
Brown or white?
Brown. I rotate.
Okay.
Depends how late in the week we are.
When you
wait, does white rice and brown rice are they different in this game?
No, I think they're just both rice.
Yeah.
Mm.
When you go to Chipotle, what do you order, brown or white?
Depends on what day of the week it is.
Ah, my God.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I honestly do white rice. I have
I'm
to be
a
in
brown
a
rice guy at Chipotle.
Oh, I'm not.
I don't like brown rice. I have to be in a
Why?
Mood like
Your
I'm
white
getting
rice
healthy.
Is so good.
It's more nutritious.
I know
yeah,
it is.
It's not
but,
yeah, but you're eating
good.
7 pounds
White rice
of
is
meat.
Far superior.
Doesn't matter.
It just tastes so much better.
So much better.
Ugh.
Where's yellow rice?
No, please.
I like yellow rice.
No, no, no.
Don't
hate on yellow rice.
Don't hate yellow rice.
It's third.
Yellow rice is good.
Oh, no, no.
It's
way better than brown rice. Just taste-wise.
Second. How about that?
Oh, my God. Brown rice is at the bottom by far of just taste. I get that there's health and all that jazz, but.
Yeah, it's not that healthy.
Right.
It's fake.
Yellow and white all day before brown.
It's like a whole wheat bread. It's not really good for you. It's just better.
Yeah.
You just feel better about yourself.
Feel better, but it's not really. I have this bread called Ezekiel bread that's like sprout
yes, I've had
bread.
That
and like there's
sprouted.
One that's cinnamon raisin that's delicious. I love it.
Roy, is it Doritos Very for good. You?
No. No, it's not. No, it's chicken, I think.
Just regular
All chicken?
Yeah, we usually go with
that's
wings.
That's a category,
wings.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Give me a specific thing, Roy, like wings?
Chicken breast?
Or like, yeah, like
phone in?
Yeah.
Like a quarter chicken?
Like what kind of chicken?
Legs, I think, I believe.
But like mostly. Any sort of way? Not
dark
anything
meat,
specific?
Meat.
Well, at the house, we usually bake them. Don't usually put any sauce on them or anything. It's just seasoned. Put it in the oven.
I do like some baked chicken.
That's the thing you've had most in your entire life is baked chicken?
Chicken's not a bad answer.
If I was going to pick
a protein, it's definitely chicken.
But a meal. We're talking about a specific meal, right?
Right,
right. Because
chicken is like very vague.
Yeah.
That's true.
There's got to be one specific, like the most chicken I've had in my life is probably wings. Like if we're going to...
More than nuggets.
Ooh.
Does that count?
Or tenders.
Tendies.
Are tenders and nuggets in the same family or tenders and nuggets separate in the same?
Same family, they're cousins.
What about chicken minis or chicken maxis?
Chicken minis.
Chick-fil-A chicken minis are so good.
God,
I wish they weren't so controversial.
What is the thing that is the, like, in the problematic realm that you really wish it weren't?
Michael Jackson music?
That's actually a great point.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it's the best music ever. And allegedly. Every time I listen to it, I'm just like,
it's allegedly
the best music
ever. PYT is not exactly
I love Michael Jackson music.
No, it's just Michael Jackson, period. Like, you just don't want to, like, anytime you're in a department store and Michael Jackson music is playing is like the music that you're like, ugh.
Like, you feel weird bumping it in your car now.
Yeah,
like, you can't pull to a red light.
I have all Michael Jackson music is...
It's like everyone looks at
it's
like,
out of my Spotify. Gone.
Yeah, but especially PYT, pretty young thing.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Chris, well done on getting it right the first time.
Yeah. As soon as you said it, it's the first thing I think of.
Jess, anything for you? Problematic?
Not off the top of my head.
Jess is like, I stay away from all things problematic.
No, music in general.
I would never, ever listen to any music that is adjacent to being problematic, ever.
You know what?
Aren't you on the right side of history?
Ever.
Is there like a punchline coming? Or
I would never do that.
That is the punchline, I think. There's one specific song in general that I have that I wish was not deleted from the planet.
Rock and Roll Part 2?
No.
Remix to Ignition?
Remix to Ignition.
Remix to Ignition.
You and me, man.
Oh my God,
That brings me
back to my high school baseball career. That song played all
it's
the time.
It's an amazing song. Yeah. It's not...
It's of a time. Like, you remember the first time
you
heard it.
It's just such a certified banger.
It is.
Back to hockey.
It is an absolute banger. But, you know, and the implications of liking it. You know, it's the implications.
Right. Can't listen to Michael Jackson music. Definitely can't listen to R. Kelly.
Yeah, no. I can't even say his name. I'm surprised you even said his name.
Can't do it.
Look at you ranking horrible things. Would you like to do your rankings, Woody, of all the people that we've canceled?
What's the one that you ignore? The one that I ignore is Publix.
Well, shopping is a pleasure.
You shouldn't.
In theory, I don't. I go to Chick-fil-A a lot.
Yeah. Oh no, I do too.
So that's
instead of Publix.
No, I'm just saying like that's something I ignore because they're kind of questionable.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, like Chick-fil-A, I know Publix. I just wander in there without a care in the world.
Right.
What about with you Instagram?
On that?
What about everything?
Social media.
What about
Amazon,
everything?
Whole Foods?
Just stay home.
How about every fucking thing on the planet?
Tony's having an existential crisis right now.
Right.
My third one of the week.
What were the other two?
When you were getting mashed, you were wondering, what's the point of all of this? Who am I?
Yeah, a lot of who am I, a lot of what am I.
The meaning of life, basically, yeah.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
No.
You son of a gun.
Oh, my.
Should we tell the story?
No.
Okay.
Wait.
Whoa.
Okay. No. You can't do. You can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this.
No, we really should. I don't think it's
next week.
Yeah, next week.
Next week on Mystery Crate.
Can I have my food now?
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.